Hi there. The word for you today is on lessons from Lazarus. In John 11 verse 1 we read, "Now a certain man was sick, and his name was Lazarus of Bethany." Before leaving the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, here are two more lessons. The fourth lesson is about radical faith. Now, when somebody is dead and buried, that's as final as it gets, right? To believe God in the face of such a situation requires radical faith. Until this moment, Martha had what I call if-only faith. In John 11, verse 21, the Bible says, she said to Jesus, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." But then she began to realize what Jesus could do and moved on to what I call even now faith. She said to Jesus, "But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Now, radical faith says, "Lord, I believe that my future can be greater than my past, that you can turn this situation around and snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, that nothing is too hard for you." Radical faith in the face of radical circumstances brings radical results. And the fifth and final lesson from the story of Lazarus is about restoration. Listen to what the Bible says, quote, "Therefore the sisters," that's Mary and Martha, "sent to Jesus saying, 'Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.' Then he said to the disciples, 'Let us go to Judea.'" Hey, you'll never know what the Lord can do until you invite him into your situation. Hear me, please. He can give you back what you have loved and lost. He can restore what life has taken from you, and then some. It's not too late. Send for Jesus. No matter how bad your situation may be, get down on your knees and pray, "Lord, even now I know that whatever you ask of God, he will give it."